It's time for the podcast thing. Uncensored.
Dreams are weird, especially when they make you, you're like actually mad at someone in real life because of a dream. So they had no control over anything, but then they did something to you. They did you dirty in
a
dream. We
all have dreams like that, though. Where they seem so real, so realistic that you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm mad, but I shouldn't be mad because it didn't actually happen.
She's mad at somebody in her life. But I had a really weird dream. I almost should ask our psychic medium, Suzanne Northrup, about this one because it was vivid and kind of disturbing. And essentially in this dream, and it just felt different than other dreams. I dreamt that there was some sort of ghost who was trying to contact me to sort of let me know how they were killed. Like, I mean, it seems like a movie plot.
Yeah.
But it was, her name was Mary. And I remember in the dream, I was like laying in my bed and I looked at the ceiling and it was like scrawled out. It said something like, "Will you help me?" or something. And then I flash back to a period in time where she was some girl at a party. And this is in like Victorian times or something. And this fancy like knight or duke or one of the earl, that kind of thing, took advantage of her. And that, like, I watched it at this meal. Very weird dream.
Oh, that happened in an episode of American Horror Story this season, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I haven't watched that show. Yeah. But that whole thing happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, she flashes back.
Okay.
And she's trying to help a girl.
Okay, now I see what this is. Yeah, we were talking about this earlier, about how your phones record everything and they spy on you. American Horror Story is in my dreams trying to get me to watch the show. That's what it is.
Trying to get you.
They showed me an episode while I was sleeping. I feel so just invaded, violated is the word I'm looking for. Yep. I was violated by American Horror Story. It showed up in my dream.
Mm-hmm. That's how terrible of a show it is.
But Monica's actually mad at a real person.
Well, it was a stupid dream. It was a dream where we had...
All dreams are stupid. Yeah. There's really no doubt.
But, well, some of them, they have meaning. My lottery dream was...
Okay, so in that one, you're right. That dream wasn't stupid. You were because you didn't pay attention to that dream.
I didn't. Well, with my dream a couple nights ago, it was something where we had evaluations. Like, everybody had a form to fill out, and it was like our clients here at the station.
Okay. They have those in normal jobs.
Yeah,
people do
yeah.
get evaluations every year.
Well, it was like our clients, they were basically reporting and giving comments and on us as a staff. And
sort of like
one,
giving their review of, their, of review their experience dealing with us.
Yes.
Okay.
But we all had our
Could
individual.
Happen.
I know. Well, on my little note, it was from one of our friends, a client here that
we've known for many years.
Known for so long. And her review of me, she said that I swore a lot during dinner. And that, I was like, I swore a lot. And it was like I was thinking back in my dream. So I'm in my dream. But in my dream, I'm thinking back to the dinner. I'm like, but I only said like two cuss words. And I think somebody else was saying something
Monica's
really wrong.
She's like, the fuck?
Like, me? Yeah. I got marked for... I swore too much.
Bitch, like, tell me I cussed too much. I'll cut you.
Your grade from her was down.
I was mad about that.
And I woke up mad at her as if that really happened.
Yeah, like you were still mad at her a couple days later.
Yeah.
And she didn't do anything.
She didn't do anything.
Wasn't her fault.
She doesn't know anything about the dream.
Right. She has no clue. But you were really furious with her.
I swore at dinner, so that's what you do? You write me
that
up?
Once,
be an adult. Who can't? I'm using adult words. We're all adults here.
Yeah.
You're really upset
about
it.
She's like, what did I do?
Since you're a little wimp, what's your problem?
Yeah.
My wife was mad at me. She wasn't mad at me, but she did the next day told me I was like super mean to her in some dream. And it was disturbing to her. And
it felt real.
Yeah.
Mean
I made it come true.
Reality is leaking
in. You know your role.
You know, that's not happening.
Talking about. But,
sleeping on the couch.
She's mad for real. Like, what?
Do you ever have a stupid dream or anything dream related you would like to share? Because it's not something we talk about a lot because it gets boring fast. But.
Yeah, and me, like, I hate it because a lot of times I'll have I feel like I don't have a whole lot of dreams. And then when I do, sometimes I can't, most of the time I can't remember what they are. And so that's my story.
And I love that story. What does happen, though, is people say, make a dream journal and put a little note. You know, like a notepad next to the nightstand. No one does, but the people who do, what happens is people wake up in the middle of the night and they write stuff down. And then in the morning you look and you see Carfelton.
Can't read it.
Poople. Yeah. And you don't even know what's going on.
I tried that once where I was going to type it in my phone in my notepad. and it was blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I really did try, and wasn't pen and paper.
I put down those lottery numbers.
You did, and then
they were clear as day.
I did, because they were so clear
that
I couldn't shake it, so I had to.
And then you didn't play the numbers.
That was stupid.
Right. It was stupid. That was worse than Fred's story right there. I mean, that wasn't anything to it.
Literally bad.
I know.
That's the podcast thing. Hear Monica, Zach, and Freddie Mac weekdays from 5 to 10 a.m. on Virginia's number one hit music station, K92.